Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live on this Tuesday afternoon. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Just delighted to be with you. Thank you so much for being here with us. Open forum this hour. So start dialing if you want to talk to Tim Staples because you know those lines fill up fast. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Tim Staples, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines that you hear us give away to somebody almost every day around here, and you should get it. And not only that, Tim here to answer your questions, but also we got to raise a little money this hour. Every 3 months we come to you and ask you to support the program so we can continue to keep doing what we're doing. And this hour we are going to ask you again, between calls, we'll give you a phone number to call, a website to visit, a place you can text. Any of those, when you do that, you are supporting Catholic Answers and keeping us going for the next 3 months. If you have a question to ask, I'll give that number two more times here, and then you're going to have to jot it down or something because I'm not going to give it out for a while because I got to give out that number where people can call and make a pledge of support. The number to call if you have questions, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Now I'll give you the number for making your pledge. And I'll tell you what, we have a little screen in front of us and we can see when the phone rings anywhere in this building on this screen. And so could you be the first caller and help us out, break that ice? Because sometimes it goes quite a while before we get that first call. And it's really helpful if somebody break the ice and get us going. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. And I don't know if I told you this, Tim. $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour.
Oh, my goodness. So all right.
Every pledge matched.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, folks, it is good to be back with you. Good to be with you, Cy Kellett.
Thank you, Tim.
But I want to ask everybody a favor right now. Can you get on the phone right now?
Yeah. Yeah, don't wait, right. Please.
Please don't wait. It's 888-291-8000. And I am excited, Cy Kellett, about raising funds for Catholic Answers Live because, you know, we said this last time, Cy, there's never been a more important time for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics than right now in a world that has gone absolutely berserk. I mean, people are lost. But you know what the good news is, folks? They are tuning in droves to Catholic Answers Live, folks, and yeah. We have thousands of testimonies to prove it. People are coming home to the fullness of the gospel, and it's because shows like this are out there proclaiming it. But folks, we really do need your help right now because, number one, I don't want my blood pressure going through the roof again.
Don't do
okay?
that to Tim. Don't do that to Tim. Come on.
So please, I want you to get on the phone right from the start. Maybe you've never given before. You've been listening for quite a while. And you know, last time your conscience was tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
And you still didn't give. All right. You're going to be the first one on the phone.
Oh, there it is. First call.
There it is.
All right.
888-291-8000. And folks, remember, we need those big gifts. Absolutely. We need that $20,000 gift. That $10,000 gift, absolutely. Remember, we're in a bad economy right now. As much as the administration wants to paint the sky orange or green and tell us it's blue, I'm sorry, folks. I mean, with inflation and everything and the layoffs, it is a difficult time economically, and we understand that. There are people who call us and write to us and say, look, I would love to give, but I just can't. They've been laid off. They're hurting financially. So if you are able, my friends, please step up to the plate at 888-291-8000. We need those. Not just those big gifts, my friends. We need our bread and butter. $25 a month gifts. $50 a month gifts. Those one-time $25 gifts. That's our bread and butter. But we especially want those $25 a month, $50 a month gifts. And if you can, folks, there are folks that are giving $15 a month right now, and we love you. Double it. Take it up to $30 a month. Maybe you're giving $25 a month. We need you. Step up to the plate. Double that to $50. If you're giving $50, maybe think about going up to $75. But we need you, folks, at 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, you can get right to us there at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365 because we are here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for you.
We are going to go right to calls, and we'll start with our good friend Ansley in South Carolina, who's now, I believe, 11 years old and asks questions of about a 40-year-old level. But before I do that, let me remind you again, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Any pledge you make is going to be matched dollar-for-dollar up to $20,000. And I didn't mention this, actually. I said I want to remind you, but I didn't mention this. We also have a second match. This has been a new thing that has been a wonderful benefit to us. A donor who provided money for anybody who will start a new monthly pledge. You start a new monthly pledge, you'll be double matched.
Oh,
so
that's beautiful.
You know, make a $10 a month pledge, $15 a month pledge. It's going to be matched once and then matched twice. So say it's a $10 a month pledge. It becomes $30 a month to us. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Now we go to Ansley in South Carolina. Ansley, did I get your age right?
Yes.
I did. Okay, good. I didn't want to forget. All right, you are one of the favorite 11-year-olds here at Catholic Answers. You are one of our top favorite 11-year-olds. So go ahead with your question for Mr. Staples.
So,
hello, welcome.
So why do other religions like criticize Catholics when you never ever hear in the homilies or any other Catholic talking bad about other religions?
Yeah, I appreciate your question and your keen insight here. But I agree with you. And I think the basic reason is we as Catholics understand that we have so much in common, for example, with our Protestant friends or our Orthodox friends. Oh, my goodness. The Orthodox, they've got all seven sacraments, right? They've got apostolic succession. They've got the scriptures. They've got so many beliefs that are so close to ours. Our Protestant friends, right? They have so much. The scriptures, again, you know, the inspiration of scripture, the atoning sacrifice of Jesus that we agree on, the Blessed Trinity, the hypostatic union, on and on, the incarnation, divinity of Christ. We could go down a litany. There are so many things we agree with. And even when it comes to other world religions, we can find, and I love one of my favorite books by Pope St. John Paul the Great. It's called Crossing the Threshold of Hope. And in that book, he goes through all the religions, I mean, just about all the religions of the world. It's incredible. It's a question and answer book. And he answers questions about Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. He goes down. And what's amazing to me, to really get at your question here, is in every chapter he begins by showing the things we agree about.
Yeah, right.
And beautifully so. And it's amazing when you discover how much we do agree on. And if you begin there, you know, it's not this, you know, let's get our guns out and start shooting truth bullets at each other immediately. But you can really begin to grow a sense of camaraderie and brotherhood with people of other religions. And then when you get to the things that you do disagree about, you're not disagreeable with each other, but you can have a respectful conversation and say, you know what? I don't quite agree with you here. Think about it this way, instead of it being, you know, a sort of bombastic warfare. You know, I'll give you a little homework assignment. If you go to the Bible, in Acts chapter 17, verses 28 and 29, St. Paul was speaking to a group of pagans, Stoic philosophers, in a place called Mars Hill in Athens, Greece. And you know what he did when he started to talk to them? He used two of their own writers, a philosopher and a poet by the name of Aratus, who was kind of a poet, and Epimenides, a philosopher. And he quotes from both of them as a way of beginning the conversation. I mean, these are a couple of pantheists, you
right.
know. There's a lot we disagree with them about, but St. Paul starts with what is good and true and beautiful in their own poets and philosophers to begin a conversation. But thanks so much for your call, because you know what? We do need, my friends, in a world that's gone crazy with polemics and outright hatred, we need to see sanity and peace and love and a sense of true love for one another in our dialogues with one another. Can you imagine, Cy?
If we really lived
that way? If we really lived that way? I mean, imagine. Well, first of all, our political discourse would be non-existent. They wouldn't have anything to talk about because they can only talk when they're throwing bombs at each other.
Yeah.
But no, we need, my friends, true love in this world that is so filled with hatred. And what we have as the Catholic Church is love incarnate in Jesus Christ. Now, this doesn't mean, my friends, we compromise truth. We do not. But what it does mean is we present the truth in love and in reality. And if you just focus on the errors and the disagreements all the time, you're going to obliterate love. You're going to obliterate peace. And you actually impede the real dialogue where healing can take place. Well, folks, that's why we're here at Catholic Answers, to present the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as I said before, that we alone possess as Catholics. And folks, we need your help right now to bring sanity into the discussion, into the foray, in our Catholic culture, as well as the culture beyond the doors of our Catholic churches. So please, folks, we need your help at 888-291-8000 right now. We have a whole lot of open lines right now, and we need your help. We've got a $20,000 match that we have got to meet, and we haven't even started yet. All right, so folks, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
That's 888-291-8000. We said, hey, can you help us out and be the first to call? Julia in Texas was the first to call. Thanks for getting us started, Julia, followed by Melissa in Texas. And it started to look like it was going to be a Texas sweep. But then Jason from Michigan came in, Jeff from Alabama. Those were our first four callers, and we are on our way. It does not take a lot of money to produce this show. This is something we're actually quite proud of. It doesn't take millions and millions of dollars to produce this show. We can do it for $220,000 every 3 months. And, you know, on network television, $220,000 gets you about a minute and a half. I mean, and we get 3 months out of it. So we are not ashamed to come ask you for your help because we know it is extremely important. We're in our 25th year now, 25 years. Why is it still going? Because it's very simple. Answering questions about Jesus and his church. It means everything to people.
Amen.
And it changes lives. We've got 13 of our colleagues waiting on phones right now. There are 8 calls on. This is a wonderful beginning to the pledge drive. It really is. I'm extremely grateful for it. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of the matches, the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, the second match, the double match that for anyone who makes a new monthly pledge in any amount, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it'll work. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. Or, like Tim said, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you'll get to where you can make your pledge, and that's included in the match as well.
Amen.
It's very nice starting off with our good friend Ansley. We do have we make a lot of friends on this show, and that's one of the nice things about the show. Your calls are welcome if you have questions, but we got a bunch of folks with questions
for you.
Let's
do it.
And as long as people will keep calling, I say we just keep taking calls.
Amen.
Let's do it. Let's go to San Jose, California, where Chris is watching on YouTube. Chris, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, how's it going? I'm a college student. I live in the Bay Area. I converted to Catholicism 2 years ago.
Hey, welcome home, brother. Congratulations.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you to Tim because he was very monumental in my conversion and grasping a lot of the concepts such as the Marian doctrines and stuff like that.
Well, thank you, brother, for sharing that. You just made my day. But what's on your mind, brother?
Of course. I've always been drawn to be an apologist, and I was that when I was raised in a non-denominational church. I was very big on witnessing to people.
Right.
But now being a Catholic, I find it more difficult to get non-Catholics to accept the doctrines of the church. And so as a convert yourself, I was just wondering, how do you go about witnessing to non-denominational Christians and Baptists and stuff? Because I actually go to a Baptist school, so I encounter a lot of opposition over there, too.
Right. Well, let me give you what I think is the most important bit of info here. Do not allow yourself to get removed from real conversations with real human beings. I think one of the biggest mistakes we make as Catholics is get in our little cubby holes and at our desks and just read and study, and we lose track of going out. I tell you, I love Pope Francis when he says, we need, you know, the shepherds need to smell like sheep.
Yeah.
I just love that. I love that image. But what he's saying is, and he said this in his first apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel, is we need to be a church on the go. Jesus said, go. I love the fact, by the way, brother, you may not know this, you may know this, but our Holy Father rearranged the Roman Curia. It took 9 years, and one of the things he did that I absolutely loved was he took the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which was hierarchically always in the last 500 years number one, and he made it number two. You know, and some people got upset. Of course, the Pope can do anything, and people get upset. But
oh, sure, he gets up in the morning. We're already mad at him.
But he did. But what was important is not that he made that number two, but that he made the office for evangelization number one.
Yeah.
Because as the Pope teaches, and this is so biblical, the church in her existence, she is made to evangelize, to go. That's what Jesus said, go into all the world. And it's actually in the process of evangelizing where issues arise and you need the congregation for the, or the dicastery for the doctrine of the faith to deal with those issues. So remember that, brother. Stay in touch with other folks. Read, study, but stay in touch. I can tell you for myself, every single day of my life, I am online talking with people, or I'm at a coffee shop and I'm talking with people. That's why I didn't get a lot of work done, because I end up talking with people so much. And it's amazing how you can meet a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Baptist or whoever it is, and when you talk with real people and bounce real ideas off, you discover how your arguments aren't working so well, you know? And you also end up coming up with ideas that work better. This is what Pope Francis said in Evangelii Gaudium, section 132, when he said, we need in our age of skepticism a new and creative apologetics. Yes, yeah. Apologetics. And we do, because of all of the craziness that's out there, we need to be in dialogue and learning how to respond to folks. That's number one. But we do, in fact, need to first and foremost develop our relationship with Jesus Christ. We could talk about all kinds of apologetics techniques and whatnot, but most important in the lives of any Christian, of any Catholic, of any apologist, is, are you in love with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you developing a prayer life, a spiritual life? Because without that, everything else is for naught. Jesus said in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do some things.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. My brother, I wish we had time to talk a whole lot more, but hopefully that'll get you started. And please stay in touch. We'd love to hear how things are going in your life, brother. Folks, I need to say it again. You know, we just talked about this the last time I was on, Cy Kellett, but we got a letter recently, and our boss read it at the company meeting last week. A 17-year-old young man about to turn 18, and I don't want to say his name because he didn't give us permission to say his name on the air, but right. Just a young man who came to see the truth of the Catholic faith through Catholic Answers and your donations, folks. This is why this young man is just entering into the Catholic faith, but his family that is evangelical, to say they hit the roof is an understatement. Yes. And his father literally threw him up against the wall, put his fist through the wall. He was so angry at this young man converting. And thanks be to God, later he apologized. But this young man is as strong as they come. Not only is he becoming Catholic, but he believes he may have a vocation to the priesthood as well. Folks, these are the kinds of letters and emails we get every day at Catholic Answers. Every day. When I go out and speak. And by the way, if you want me to go out and speak, give us a call. Go to CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com. I've got it now. And we've got a whole lot of great speakers that can come to your conference and bring the fullness of the gospel in an apologetic fashion. But this young man, His life has been transformed, and he is on the road to greatness. And it's because folks like you picked up the phone and dialed 888-291-8000. And I don't say that as some cliche. Folks, that is reality.
It is, yeah. We
simply do not exist without you guys picking up the phone right now. And right now, we've only got two people on the line. We've got 12 call screeners that are waiting to receive your call. So, folks, please, we're begging you now. As Cy said, we only do this every 3 months. And remember, folks, in the intervening 3 months, we fall behind. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that, Cy. We have people that drop off.
Sure. Oh, yes, right.
They drop off. They don't give anymore. Why? Because they move to an area that doesn't have radio. Some people die, and they don't give anymore. We have an attrition rate here. So at the first part of this, we want you guys to get online here, 888-291-8000, and let's get us back to zero, which we're probably there by now, I would say. And now let's move beyond and meet this $20,000 gift that we have at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365. Folks, trust me, we have seen radio stations, we have seen whole networks come and go because people assume, oh, they're going to be here. And they don't give. And those radio broadcasts and even whole networks we've seen, Cy, haven't we?
Many, yes.
Go away. And they're gone. Folks, don't let that happen. Support your local Catholic radio station and support us here at 888-291-8000. Folks, please call now. Give that gift. And don't let the devil tell you your gift is too small. What's 50 bucks? What's 25 bucks going to do? That's everything to us. And don't let the devil tell you you don't need to give that $1,000, that $5,000, that $10,000, that $20,000 gift, because, my friend, I will guarantee you, on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry that you gave to support the propagation of the faith through Catholic Answers Live.
The number to call is 888-291-8000. As you've heard, we're going to just keep going back to calls, allow Tim to do the job that he does here at Catholic Answers, along with the other wonderful apologists we have. But every now and then, we will interrupt and ask you for your support. We only do this 3 times a year. We only do it 6 hours at a time. So, excuse me, 4 times a year, every 3 months. So for six hours every 3 months, we come to you and intersperse the program with requests for your support. Right now, there's three calls on, and we have 13 people ready to take calls. So give a call, 888-291-8000, given any amount. I want to review with you real quick before we go back to the phones some of what's available to you if you are willing to step up to the plate and help support us right now. First of all, I want to remind you that we've got that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're nearly halfway through this hour. That we want to use the whole thing up this hour, and we still have about $16,000 to go to use it up. So
you
figure out where we are percentage-wise. $16,000 to go. Still a long way to go, but that often happens in the first hour. It takes people a minute to decide what they're going to do, but give a call if you would to 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and use up any amount of that match that you can. You give $100, it gets matched for $100. You give $1,000, it gets matched for $1,000. You give us $10 a month, it gets matched for $10 a month. But if you start a new monthly pledge, because I think Tim was alluding to this, our new monthly pledges are our bread and butter. Any apostolate will tell you that at the base, your monthly donors are the folks who keep you going. They're the folks who let you plan. They let you know what's coming, what you can count on. So we really want to grow that donor base. And so if you are able to start a new monthly pledge, $10 a month, $15 a month, maybe $40 or $50 a month. Some people are very blessed, can do $100 a month.
Yes.
If you can, it's all basically tripled for this whole hour. Tripled.
That's
up
amazing.
Until we've used up that $20,000 match. So
you're saying $25 a month becomes $900.
Yeah, $75 a month times 12.
Or $25 a month times 12 is $300.
Right.
You triple that.
Yeah, $900.
Folks, that is amazing because of the generosity of folks who have put up that money.
And everyone who does start a new monthly pledge, you become a member of Society 315. A member of Society 315 gets the welcome box with the Society 315 t-shirt, the card magnet, coupon code to use at our shop, shop.catholic.com, and then regular bonus materials. About every couple weeks, I notice, they're sending out bonus materials, a talk or an invitation to an event or whatnot to members of Society 315. Also, while they last, and we do have quite a few of these, so you can count on these lasting, anybody who starts a new monthly pledge is going to get a free one-year a premium subscription to the Halo app, one of the most popular Catholic apps for your phone, one-year premium subscription. That just pick up the phone and call right now, make a $10 a month pledge or more, and all of those things will happen. 888-291-8000. Holy smokes, that went fast. I didn't realize that. All right, we got to go take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Don't stop calling, folks.
And we'll go right to callers when we come back, so pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Use up those matches, $20,000 for all pledges, and another match for any new monthly pledge.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity in The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Are you ready to defend your faith in a world of unbelief? Join us at the 9th Annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. This year's theme, I Believe in God, and it'll help you provide clear and charitable answers to atheism, agnosticism, and plain old indifference. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us in San Diego from September 21st through 24th as we welcome our special guest, Dr. Scott Hahn, and an all-star lineup of great Catholic speakers. Spend quality time with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and enjoy 4 days of fun, fellowship, and adoration of the Almighty. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register. Enter promo code EARLY and save $50. That's CatholicAnswersConference.com.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples is our guest. It's open forum. You can call and ask him whatever you like. And we do have quite a few folks on the line. And fortunately for us, we're going to be able to keep going back to him because you just filled up the lines. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
It's not often that we can fill up every single line. And we have 17 of our colleagues. Everybody who answers the phone that you speak to will be here in this building with us. We don't outsource any of this or do any of that. But in part because we try always to be good stewards of everything that you give us. And so all of our colleagues are taking a break.
And one
right
line
now
is open.
Oh, one line
so
just opened up.
So call 888-291-8000.
But you're talking to folks in the building. Let them know your story. I do want to, before we go to take calls, Ramona in Delaware gave us $2,000, which
bless
is
you, Ramona.
That's a huge start
that
for us.
Is.
Like we're, you know, you should know, we don't get a lot of giant donations.
No, we don't.
And but that baby is doubled.
Oh, that's right. And then it's doubled.
It's
yeah.
It's doubled. That's $4,000.
Right. But I really like this one. Clyde from Texas.
Yes.
He called and gave us a donation. And, you know, okay,
why
is that a big deal? Clyde's a Protestant.
Yes.
And he called up and he said he listens to EWTN and love. And that is, just, I mean, it's worth more than we can tell you, Clyde, that you would do that, that you would support. I mean, and I think in part, I hope that Clyde would agree with this. I don't know Clyde personally, but the world needs sanity. And that is one of the things that that Catholic Radio in general and Catholic Answers in particular presides. Sanity, like there's just basic... Reason out a moral question. Don't just choose a side and start yelling at people, but reason out a moral question, that kind of thing. But also, Christ. I mean, to say the name of Jesus on the air, to share the person of Jesus with people, this is absolutely fundamental stuff. And I'm so glad that, Clyde, you're part of the team, you're part of the family. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the essence of the mission of evangelism is the proclamation of the life, teachings, and person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we have that in common with our Protestant brothers, with our Orthodox friends. And let me tell you, bro, this world needs Jesus because there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby men can be saved. And Jesus encapsulates the sanity
That's right.
He is sanity for this world that's gone crazy.
Amen. Seven lines open right now. I'm going to go back to the phones and let people ask Tim questions. The number is 888-291-8000. There's two matches on right now. Every dollar pledged up to $20,000 is matched dollar for dollar. And a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge, $10, $15, $20 a month, maybe $50, maybe even $100 a month. Some can do more than that. All double matched this hour, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Brian in West Virginia, listening on WLOL Radio. Brian, thank you so much for the call.
Hello, Brian.
Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yeah, thanks. I was hoping you could help me resolve a confusion I came upon this season. Christ tells the robber, "This day you'll be with me in paradise," yet he descends immediately into hell.
No, not the robber. Jesus, you mean. Yeah, I know. Just want to make sure I was lining up the pronoun properly. But yeah, okay.
So okay, gotcha.
How
Brian,
can that make sense?
That is a great question. And the key is understanding what paradise is. Paradise there is a synonym for Sheol, which is the holding place that both the righteous and righteousness and unrighteous went to. You know, that the word in Hebrew. St. Peter uses the word phulake in 1 Peter 3, verse 19, for this holding place. Jesus uses the word paradise, but these are all synonyms. So when he said, "This day you will be with me in paradise," that means the holding place of the dead. So you can just imagine, Brian, that the thief was able to go down into Sheol, right, when he died, that holding place, Phulake, Abraham's bosom, it goes under many different names, and he got a front row seat for Jesus to proclaim the truth of who he is to all those righteous souls. Because remember, when Jesus descended into hell, that is not the place of the damned. It's not the hell of the damned, but it's the hell, synonym with Sheol, or holding place, or Phulake. Holding place. In Greek, it's often Hades, which is that holding place that the righteous and unrighteous went down into. And remember, Brian, even Abraham, the great Abraham and the patriarchs, Moses, could not ascend to heaven. They could not attain the beatific vision. That's why they were in that holding place until Jesus came down and preached the gospel. As 1 Peter 4, 6, St. Peter says, the gospel was preached to the souls or to the dead. And then, of course, Jesus led them out and into heaven and the fullness of the beatific vision. So that's why there's no contradiction. You know, it's Jesus went down and only heaven will reveal the glory that occurred when Jesus went down into that holding place and proclaimed the truth. One can only imagine. He probably did what he did with Cleopas and the unnamed disciple in Luke chapter 24, where he opened the scripture to them. And I love it. He expounded all things in the Old Testament that pertained to him. That was probably a long conversation, and I'm sure there was when he went down into Sheol as well. Folks, you know what? I have to say again, and thank you so much, brother, for your call. Why Catholic Answers Live is so important. I can't tell you how many times I've had people say live on the air after I've answered their questions, and the same could be said by Jimmy Akin and Trent Horn and Carlo Broussard and so many other guests that we've had here. I have had people tell me live. In fact, it wasn't that long ago, so I remember there was a fellow who said, I have had this question for 40 years.
Yeah. Right.
For 40 years, Tim Staples, and you just answered it in 4 minutes, and he was ecstatic. I wish we had time to tell you stories. I remember a man who came up to me with tears in his eyes. This was at a conference where I was speaking, because he was Catholic his whole life. He loved his Catholic faith, but he never told anybody about it because, this is a quote, I was afraid they would show me that it's wrong.
Oh,
and
yes,
so he
right.
was petrified to share it. He kept it to himself. He started to listen to Catholic Answers Live, and he discovered that the Catholic faith makes sense. Oh, my goodness, it's reasonable. And it changed his life. He was so excited. He literally had tears in his eyes, and he said, brother, I talk about it to everybody I meet now. Folks, that's what Catholic Answers is all about. Our first mission is to Catholics, to help Catholics to appreciate what it means to be Catholic, to appreciate the fullness of the gospel that we have. Because I'll tell you what, Cy, that's all that has to happen. 72 million Catholics in the United States alone become Catholic and understand who they are. We'll change this nation in one generation. Folks, will you help us contribute? Please, folks, pick up the phone right now. We've got 11 open lines at 888-291-8000. We need to see more people like this last caller and that fellow I mentioned to you, that 40 years had this question, and that fellow with tears in his eyes. We need to reach more Catholics like that. And if we're going to do it, we need your help. Please, folks, pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000. We need those monthly donors. Once again, it kind of hit me, Cy, when Cy said this is, in effect, tripled.
Yeah.
That a $25 a month gift becomes $900 when you call right now. A $100 a month gift, folks, becomes $3,600. Think of that. $100 a month. How many could afford that? It becomes $3,600. Folks, can you pick up the phone at 888-291-8000? And I know there's somebody out there that can give that $20,000 gift. And I know there's somebody out there that can give that $10,000 gift. And we need it because we've got a long way to go. Cy just scared me during the break. We are a long way from meeting our match. So we need you now at 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
We are going to go right back to the phones and let Tim do what he does, but let me just do this bit of business. While Tim's talking, people really coming through. We're at $10,000 now, which means we have $10,000 to raise this hour in order to use up the match. So we're two-thirds of the way through the program, and we are one-half of the way towards the match. Can you help us out? 888-291-8000. Take advantage of the match. Everything pledged this hour is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. There's still $10,000 of that left. But there's a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge and a whole bunch of other benefits that come with a new monthly pledge, including a full year premium subscription to the Halo app. Just call 888-291-8000. Take advantage of it all so that you can help us be funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at Catholic Answers Radio.com. It's a good thing that it doesn't cost so much to make this program, because here's a number that Tim almost falls over every time I tell him this number. 13 is the number. 13. That's how many people support us financially for each radio tower that this program is on. 13 people.
And we used to have more than that.
Well, we did, yeah. But I think a pandemic and all kinds of things have happened.
Yep.
But let me just, what that means is the signal that you're listening on, you're a huge percentage of the funding that we get from that signal if you just pick up the phone and call right now. You're not a small percentage. You're a huge part of it. Join those other 13 people. Make it 14, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lines are open. Our colleagues are ready to take your call. We'll be right back. When we finish this 30-second break, we'll come back and go right to the phones and let Tim answer more questions.
Please call.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. It's open forum, and we're getting to a lot of questions because people have been generous to pick up the phones and call. And when we see the lines start to fill up, we go back to doing our job because we want to give you an opportunity to call. We're still $10,000 away. Let me just check real quick. I'll get a number here. Yeah, we're still $10,000 away from meeting our $20,000 match this hour, and we have five phone lines open. I am going to go to a call right now, but a good time for you to call, 888-291-8000. This is a reminder for me that Stephen from Alexandria in Virginia gave $250, plus he paid the fees for the credit card. And he says he loves listening each day on the app. And I want you to know that's another thing you pay for. When all these the ways that we can share the program on the app, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitch, which still no one has explained to me what Twitch is, and we're on it. So or sometimes we get a call and it'll say someone's listening on some app I've never even heard of. And that's because you support this program and the technical people are able to make all of that happen. So, Stephen, thank you for your support. We'll try to be there for you every day on the Catholic Answers app. 888-291-8000, the place to go to make your pledge. I'm going to go to Bellevue, Nebraska now. Irene, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio 102.7 FM. Irene, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am 84. And I'm getting ready to make out my will. I'm not in the best of health. And I'm wondering, can Catholics donate their body to science?
Yes, there is nothing unethical about donating either certain parts of the body, your kidneys, heart, and so forth, or the body for science. But
this would just be for a study.
Yes, this is we always want to place alongside that a caveat, because as our culture becomes more and more disordered, we have to be careful and be sure that in our wills we make it clear what our bodies cannot be used for, and that our bodies are not snuffed out. I hate to put it that way, but yeah. Sometimes it has happened where people are organ donors, for example, and it says so in their driver's license, and it has happened in this culture of death of ours where people are literally killed early so that they could get a living heart over to somebody that needs one. And so we have to be careful and, you know, to specify against things like that. I always put that caveat out there, but no, there is nothing wrong with a Catholic donating an organ or his body for science and that sort of thing. So thanks for your call. It is an important question. You know, it's sad, though, isn't it, Cy, that because we live in a culture that is so disordered, you have to put those caveats out there.
Yeah, right.
Because, my goodness, there are unscrupulous people. And, you know, you need, whether you have a will or what's the next level up from a will?
The living... trust or the power of attorney?
Yeah, living trust. That's what my wife and I have. You can really specify things in a living trust and that sort of thing. So it is important to do that. And folks, you know what else is important? It's important that we get the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics to this world. And I am afraid we are way behind. And so I am going to beg and plead right now, folks. And I know, thank you. There are so many on right now. We've got 11 out of 13 lines full. We need you to call 888-291-8000 and fill those other two lines and keep going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Keep texting Catholic to 24365, but we need your help. We need that $20,000 gift, or we need that $10,000 gift right now. How about a $5,000 gift. Folks, I know there's somebody out there that can give that $5,000. Are you the one to give the 20, the 10, or the 5? Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We are coming down to the wire. We've got about 15 minutes, and we have a long way to go. Am
we
I do. Correct?
We 9,000 is a long way, yes.
Okay.
$9,000 to raise in 15 minutes.
Folks, that means in 45 minutes,
we've raised 11.
A little over half.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
That means in the
last 15 minutes, we got to raise the other 9.
We got to raise basically the other half. We need that $10,000 gift. I know there's somebody right now that can give that $5,000 gift that'll get us over halfway there. Call us right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, text Catholic to 24365. You don't have to wait in line if the lines are full, folks. Go to text Catholic to 24365. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your help now.
888-291-8000 is the number, or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you what, if you want to be done quickly, you can do it yourself very quickly, a minute or two at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But if you call and you want to be, you know, you pulled over to the side of the road and you'd like to just get this done, tell them, I pulled over to the side of the road. Can we get this done in about 90 seconds? They'll get it done. But if you have a story that you'd like to share, we love to share the stories with people, like, you know, the gentleman who called from Texas just and let us know he's Protestant, but why he supported the show. We love that stuff, and we'd love to share it with listeners so you can have a longer chat if you'd like to talk with one of our fellow employees here. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, 888-291-8000. I am going to let Tim keep doing his job.
Let's do it.
Because you keep filling up the phones for us, and if you'll do that, in the next few minutes, make that decision to make that call. We'll be able to just keep taking
And I want to read your name, that $5,000 donor. I want to read that name before we go off the air.
Let's go to Timmy in San Diego, California, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Timmy, thanks very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello, Timmy.
How's it going?
Going well. Thank What's your you question, right? brother?
Sweet. The question is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's 1 through 5.
Yes.
So St. Paul's talking about, and this is for me answering the question of basically why Mary's titled mediatrix, but you see in verse 1 that we can make supplications and intercessory prayers, and
yes.
then down to verse 5,
yes.
it obviously says there's one mediator,
yes.
the man Jesus Christ. So I looked mediator and intercessor up, and they're synonyms. So I don't know, is there some kind of biblical distinction between a mediator and an intercessor?
No, absolutely not, Timmy. That is a really good question, and that was one that really helped me 35 years ago on my way to the Catholic faith. No, intercessor and mediator are synonyms, and as you mentioned, you know, not only here in 1 Timothy 2:5, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, but Hebrews 7:24 depicts Jesus Christ as our one priest, verse 22, and our one intercessor in verse 24. In fact, here in 1 Timothy 2:5, you have a sort of theological exposition on Jesus as our one mediator. In Hebrews 7, you see him in action in eternity as our one intercessor. So they are absolutely synonyms. But the bottom line is there's no contradiction in saying that we are all mediators. Why? Because, you know, think of it this way, brother. What's a priest? A priest is a mediator between God and men, right? And yet 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 through 9 tells us that we are all priests. So guess what? As Christians, we are all mediators, but only because we are in the one mediator, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, brother, when I got that years ago, that was a revolution as well as a revelation in my life, brother, because that opens the door to the reality of the communion of saints. Thanks so much for your question and your call, Timmy. And I love that name.
Timmy called Tim to ask a question about 1 Timothy.
That's right.
What just happened here on Catholic Answers Live.
We are in desperate straits right now. We are down to 10 minutes left. We have a long way to go. We have two open lines. In fact, we just got to two more people to open up two more lines. We just did. All right. So now we have 15 instead of 13. So that means, guys, we have some open lines. You can call right now, 888-291-8000. We need that $5,000 gift. Who is going to be the one? I want to read your name for giving that $5,000 gift. Is there that one that can give that $10,000 and put us over the top? Folks, call us, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or remember, text Catholic to 24365. We need your help, and we need it immediately. We have three open lines. Are you going to be that one to give that $5,000? And don't stop calling and giving the $25 a month, folks. Everybody call. We have open lines. Don't stop calling. We've got 10 minutes to raise a whole bunch of money.
A whole bunch of money. The number is 888-291-8000. As we've been saying, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. They all go to the same place. That is, they all become eligible for the matches and will help us to use up that $20,000 dollar for dollar match that we have this hour. And as long as we've got it, we'll throughout this pledge drive that we'll just go for 3 days, we'll continue to double match anybody who can start a new monthly pledge. So start that new monthly pledge at the $10 a month level, and you're a member of the Society 315. Hey, if you can come in at the $20 a month level, it's tripled right now. Your gift is tripled right now while we've got both matches going. And we're going to send you Word Set in Stone, the new book about how archaeology and history and science are proving the Bible right, believe it or not. And we'll include the 20 Answers to the Early Church booklet from Jim Blackburn. That's at $20 a month. You become a member of Society 315. You get those two books. It all gets tripled, and we can be funded for the next 3 months. That sounds like a pretty good deal. I appreciate it if you take advantage of it. 888-291-8000. There are people who can do larger monthly pledges. Maybe you could start a pledge at $45 a month. If you can do that, everything I just mentioned. But in addition to that, we're going to give you a free course at our School of Apologetics, Evidence for the Church. It's by our own Tim Staples right here next to me this hour. We'd love to give you all of it, $45 a month, and that will help us use up this $20,000 dollar for dollar match we have this hour. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, about $5,000, slightly more than $5,000 left to go in the next few minutes. And tell you what, here's how much confidence I have in the good people who listen. I'm going to let Tim answer another question. Let's go to Sean in Illinois, watching on YouTube. Sean, thank you so much for your call. Try to be quick if you can, so Tim can give you an answer to your question.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So my brother-in-law, who is a Protestant, and he is getting married to another Protestant. Neither one has ever been a baptized Catholic. They asked me to officiate their wedding. I'm legally able to do so here in Illinois, and my understanding is because neither one is a Catholic, that's morally permissible. So my question is, like, just to double check, is that morally permissible? And if so, even if it's licit, is there any reason to consider not doing that?
Gotcha.
Could that be a cause for scandal for somebody else?
Right. Great question, Sean. But yes, the Catholic Church understands the right to marriage to be so fundamental to human nature and to civilization that she is both thumbs up when it comes to natural marriages. And in this case, you have a sacramental marriage because you have two baptized people. And as you said, they are entering into what the church presumes to be a valid marriage. So there is nothing there that would present a difficulty. And in some situations, my friend, you do things, and just because there may be someone scandalized, right, because of a lack of understanding, that doesn't mean immediately, well, then I can't do it, because then you would not be able to do anything ever in your life, because there is somebody that's going to be scandalized about anything. And so it's really about keeping a close ear to the teachings of the church and disciplines of the church, and in this case, it is A-OK. At any rate, folks, we've got, oh my gosh,
Well, we have 4 minutes to the top of the hour, but we're done here in 30 seconds. But you,
oh my gosh.
Anything that comes in up to where the top of the hour fits with the with $3,000 away. We need to raise $3,000 in the next 3 minutes.
Folks, we need $3,000 in 5 minutes. Am I correct?
No, 3 minutes, because to the top of the hour.
Well, to the top of the hour.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
You're better at arithmetic, apparently, than I am. Yes, I was looking at the clock
but
wrong.
Seriously, now, we need $3,000. How about somebody just call and give the $3,000 so my heart rate goes down, okay? We've only got 5 minutes, and please don't stop calling. We've got lots of open lines, folks. We need $3,000 in the next 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Please don't stop calling 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Ask them, when you call, if you'd like, ask them about the premiums, ask them what the gifts are that we can send you, ask them which matches your pledge qualifies for. Any new pledge qualifies to be double matched, any new monthly pledge qualifies to be double matched. Go ahead.
Guadalupe from Odessa gave earlier $1,500. We need a couple more like Guadalupe to give $1,500 right now.
888-291-8000.